June 18th, 1972 was the first Father's Day that Vic Reed would celebrate as a father, but he very nearly never got the chance. On that summer day, as a member of the 16th Special Ops Squadron of the 8th Tactical Fighter Wing at Ubon Royal Thai Air Force Base in Thailand, Colonel Vic Reed was flying his 44th mission over the Achao Valley in South Vietnam. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Colonel Vic Reed, Aggie grad, today an associate dean at Blinn College. We'll tell his story right after this from Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law, Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Colonel Vic Reed was not supposed to be flying that June day in 1972. He was subbing as a navigator, one of 15 crewmen on the AC-130 Spectra gunship, whose mission it was to attack targets of opportunity along the Ho Chi Minh Trail in northwest South Vietnam.
It was a stand eval crew, a standardization evaluation instructor crew. And as an instructor, that was one reason that I was selected. So I went on the mission with them as a low-level television operator navigator. And we were looking for targets of opportunity and trucks along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And we discovered a truck sitting out in the open, so we engaged the target, went into our orbit for firing. When we were getting accurate AAA from several AAA sites.
That's anti-aircraft artillery, which proved to be quite accurate, forcing them to break out of their orbit.
We had a SA-7 handheld missile fired at us called Strela, which came up across from the aircraft 6 o'clock position. And it didn't take long for the missile to hit the number 3 engine of the airplane on the right side of the airplane, closest to the fuselage. And apparently the wing immediately departed the aircraft and we went into a flat spin. The pilots had given the bailout signal, but we were all pinned inside the airplane. And so I knew I was in serious trouble.
Yeah, the centrifugal force. He was flying in a plane without a wing.
And then there was a gigantic explosion, and I thought I was either free-falling or dying. I wasn't sure which, so I pulled the D-ring on my parachute, and fortunately, my parachute opened.
It was an explosion that threw him out of the plane and thus saved his life, but the parachute drop was anything but normal.
When I came out and was slowed down by the parachute opening, I noticed that my risers were wrapped all the way to the canopy, so I didn't have a full canopy. So I bicycled to get the canopy to fully open. I could see the main part of what was left of the airplane going down on fire into the jungle, and I could see another parachute off in the distance. So obviously someone else had gotten out of the airplane. There were also parts of the airplane that had fallen down below where I was descending that were on fire. And I also noticed that it was near a AAA site. So when I came down into the trees, the parachute canopy caught on top of the trees. I went through those trees fairly unscathed. And I did one big bounce and sat right down on my rear end so that I could just disconnect from my parachute harness. And because I knew where that AAA site was, I headed off in the opposite direction.
The extraordinary story of Vic Reed's Father's Day of 1972 over South Vietnam. It wasn't over then. It will continue tomorrow.
Yesterday we started
I'm Tom
the amazing
Turbeville. Story of survival of Aggie grad Colonel Vic Reed, U.S. Air Force retired, now associate dean at Blinn College. Vietnam vet shot down along with 15 other crewmen in his AC-130 Spectra gunship over the Ho Chi Minh Trail on Father's Day, 1972. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley for Meese & Associates. It was the next day, June 19, 1972, when survival meant everything to Vic Reed. Getting back to his wife and daughter was the main focus. When we left yesterday, though, it was still Father's Day. Vic Reed was alone in the jungle.
I was basically on all fours going through the jungle trying to get away from them because I figured they probably saw me. And so after I got away from them for about 15 minutes, I found a good hiding place. got out my survival radio and made contact with the first person I could make contact with. They told me to come up on radio every hour on the hour. They were going to try and pick me up at first light.
But it was then that he discovered that he had been wounded.
I discovered at that time that there was something wet in my left boot, and so I decided that I must have been injured. I felt around and found this gaping hole in my boot, put it up against a tree, and applied pressure with my other foot in order to stop the bleeding, which it worked.
But back to survival, and he found out that it would be up to him over a long, long night.
So I continued to call every hour on the hour, and about the time it got to dusk, they informed me that they weren't going to be able to come in and get me at first light, which was pretty deflated situation for me, because I was really anxious to get out of there.
As dawn broke the next day, Colonel Vic Reed saw that his hiding place was not all that good, and thus started an unbelievable day of avoiding capture.
I scrambled further away in the correct direction to get further away from the AAA site. I found a great place on a slope that had a fallen tree, and I could burrow underneath it, so I could just raise the antenna on my radio. And at that same time, I decided that the photo of my daughter and wife, probably not a good thing for me to have on if I was captured, along with my Aggie ring. I buried them in the ground there near my hiding place. And I just continued to talk to the forces that were providing air support for me. And they told me that they were going to be coming in with some ordnance. And basically all day long, that's what happened, is that there were hostiles beating on the trees, running by my position, firing their weapon, yelling, trying to get me to jump up and disclose where I was hiding. This went on all day long, where they were pounding the bad guys, if you will. And finally, towards the end of the day, daylight, they called and said that we're ready to pick you up. We understand that you're injured, so we can send down a PJ for you. We'll pick you up first. And that was the first point that I realized that there were other survivors. And so I said, no, I can handle getting on the lift and getting on the helicopter all by myself. There's no reason to send anybody down for me.
The rescue of Vic Reed. And from Vietnam to Blinn, a pretty impressive resume. That's tomorrow.
Today
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is
the
survival of Colonel Vic Reed, Vietnam pilot, shot down over the Ho Chi Minh Trail, Father's Day, 1972. Wounded, running through the jungle, looking for rescue, avoiding an approaching enemy. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates. When we left yesterday, Vic Reed had spent one night in the jungle after being shot down. The next day, rescue was paramount.
Because of the density of the jungle and because of all the firing that was going on at them, they were having trouble getting over into my area, and I couldn't see them very well. So an F-4 that was flying back from North Vietnam across the area gave a radio off my radio transmission, and they were able to get closer, and then I could direct them in. And in the process of finding my location, two of the Sandys got shot down. Fortunately, both pilots were picked up.
Good.
And matter of fact, one of them came to see me in the hospital later. At that point, they were ready to come in. They said, pop your smoke when we give you the signal. They dropped the device. It was only about 20 yards from where I was. And I scrambled over there, got on the lift. They started pulling me up into the helicopter. And I met the canopy. It wouldn't pull me through the canopy of the jungle. So the crew lowered me a couple of feet, and I managed to raise my legs up and kick a hole large enough for them to pull me through. And once I was on the helicopter, I just kind of laid on the deck hugging it.
His thoughts during that critical day were of his family and his growing faith.
I felt like I was pretty calm because I did a lot of praying while I was there, had a lot of time on my hands. But I was thinking about my wife and my daughter, and it dawned on me at that point, it was the first Father's Day for me. I also had a little confidence in the fact, actually I guess a lot of confidence in the fact, that they were going to do everything they could to help rescue me. So it was up to me to try and do the best job I could to help myself. It was pretty lonely down there, you know, with all those hostiles around, but I think my faith was strengthened that day spiritually. It made a turning point in my life.
Colonel Vic Reed's military resume since Vietnam is more than incredible. We don't have time to go through it all, but it's one that includes service in Saudi Arabia during Desert Shield, and one that in 1997 led he and his family back to Bryant College Station, home of his alma mater, Texas A&M, to Blinn College as an assistant dean.
Well, I came back here, retired on the 1st of July, 1997. I started working at Blinn on the 15th of July. I started out working in their adult and continuing education department, and then I moved on to a grant project as executive director of tech prep and school to work. And then I was selected in November 2000 to become the assistant dean. Basically, we're the technical and workforce education division for Blinn College. We provide all the technical and workforce education associate degrees and certificate programs for the college. And we also offer all the adult continuing education courses that you might see here in our region, in our service area for Blinn. In addition, we also have responsibility for a lot of the grants that we get with the Workforce Solutions Board here in the in this workforce development area. And we also get grants from other places as well. So it's a very challenging job, but I really enjoy it.
In Vic Reed's office is a plaque he brought back from Vietnam with a simple quote, simple but very meaningful to him.
You have never lived till you have almost died. And for those who fight for it, life has a flavor the protected will never know.
We salute you, Colonel Vic Reed, Bryant College Station and Blinn College. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.